During the next few days, other than on Sunday, of course, the church, as is the custom in this rite, continues to repeat the readings of the feast that we have just celebrated yesterday, the Ascension of our Lord. In addition, today, we celebrate the feast of a very unique Pope, St. Celestine V, also known as St. Peter Celestine. St. Peter Celestine was a monk. He was born in the beautiful area of the mountains of Italy near Puglia, Isernia, where the Blessed Mother in the 19th century appeared to some children under the title of Our Lady of Sorrows, and where a magnificent basilica has arisen since then in honor of Our Lady. It was there that he was born, and even as a young man, he had a desire to deliver himself from the evils of this world, and so he went off to the mountains by himself and became a hermit and a monk. And as such, he began an order of the Benedictines, of the Benedictine family, now known as the Celestines. Either way, at the end of the 13th century, when he was in his monastery, peacefully meditating on the mysteries of God, the Pope had died, and there had been no Pope for many, many months. The cardinals could not agree upon whom to bestow this great burden. And so suddenly, perhaps from the Holy Spirit, one of the cardinals cried out, "Let us choose Peter, the monk." And immediately they went off and got him. And though he was not very happy about it, he finally agreed and he was crowned Celestine V. He assumed the duties of the pontificate, which were very, very different from the duties of a monk, especially a hermit. And so, after a few months, getting tired of all the fighting between the cardinals and the bishops and the many, very many factions that there were within the church, even then, today is no exception, we are not privy to anything, St. Celestine decided that was it. So he took off the papal robes and the tiara and assumed his habit back and went into seclusion. In the meantime, Pope Boniface VIII was elected, who is a pope that is sort of controversial. And among the things that of which people accused him, which was probably not true, was the fact that he kept St. Peter Celestine locked up in the papal palace in the city of Aquila, where recently Pope Benedict XVI visited his incorrupt body, and that eventually, by order of the Pope, which of course is just baseless rumor and gossip, that he was poisoned, and he died just about 4 or 5 months after he resigned from the papacy. And of course, it was seen in 2013 as a very great sign of what was coming, because it was one of the last great pilgrimages that Pope Benedict XVI made before himself stepping down from the throne of Peter. However, in a different way, which is still controversial, that he would still be Pope, but there would be another Pope. And so perhaps we will have to wait till we are in purgatory or heaven before we find out the real truth. Either way, that was the last great pilgrimage that Pope Benedict made to visit the incorrupt relics of St. Peter Celestine. And of course, in addition to that, and more important than any of that, other than the Ascension, of course, which we have celebrated yesterday as it really happened, not as others have disgustingly changed it to their own purposes. We begin today the novena, the first novena, the only novena that was commanded by Jesus Christ in this world while he was still here, to the Blessed Mother and to the apostles and disciples of the Holy Spirit. That novena, which we should pray every day here or at home if we cannot be here, to ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to come upon each and every one of us and our families. There's so much strife and suffering and stuff that's going on in this parish about which most people don't know, but I do, that needs to be put to an end. And so many conversions that need to take place. People who are living in the power of Satan instead of in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we need to pray to the Holy Spirit to come upon us and to make a marked change of ways for us and for this shrine and for this parish, and to protect us from our enemies, which include witches and other satanic powers that do not want us to continue or to grow or to in any way do the will of God. So we beseech the Holy Spirit, whom we now honor with his novena, to help us and to deliver us from all evil, especially the evil of our own personal sins, from which we must repent. And so we continue now with the novena to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer for the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven didst promise to send the Holy Ghost to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself, and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable. The spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God, and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Ghost. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you, and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness, holding the pierced feet of Jesus, and looking at his five wounds, and trusting in his precious blood, and adoring his open side and stricken heart. I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, so to keep me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. We continue with our usual prayers. Prayer to ward against hurricanes, storms, and tempests, and all disasters, especially heresy. We beseech thee, O Lord, to drive far from thy dwelling place every spirit of wickedness, and to keep us from being harmed by the fury of wind and storm. Almighty and everlasting God, who chastising dost preserve us, grant unto thy suppliants the comfort of the quiet times for which we look, and teach us ever to make right use of the good gifts thy loving kindness vouchsafes to us. Amen. St. Vitus and St. Genevieve, the golden hour of prayer for the conversion of all, in particular the clergy and the hierarchy, and the many, many fallen away and lazy Catholics who are rushing to eternal hell. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most incomprehensible, and ineffable name of God be forever praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Eternal Father, I offer thee the adorable face of thy beloved Son Jesus for the honor and glory of thy name, for the conversion of sinners, and the salvation of the dying.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.